Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to talk a little bit about poetry and Catholicism. So how are we going to get into this topic? Well, one of the devotions, for lack of a better word, I have is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's not that I incorporate all the prayers, the Sacred Heart, etc. It's that the image of the Sacred Heart itself just has an ability to sort of arrest and bring sort of my mind and my heart, you know, under its control. And just as a way of pondering and sitting in sort of a vulnerability before that profound image of sacredness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And one of the ways I sort of in many months now wrestle with this movement in my life in relationship to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and how this image has this ability over me is that it has a rhythm to it. Now, what do I mean? Well, the heart itself, the human heart, beats in a rhythm. And whenever I sit before the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus or I celebrate First Friday and I use the prayers of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that sacred rhythm of that Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ just reminds me that there is a movement to human life. There is, just as we breathe in, we breathe out, there is a movement to our life. That the very journey of human life is one that is meant to undergo this transformation of sacredness. And I can't help but ponder what it must have been like for St. John the Apostle to hear the blessed heartbeat of the Sacred Heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in this notion of a sacred rhythm that I think poetry has its beautiful place and its presence is oh so necessary in the life of the church. Now, of course, I'm a little biased because I'm a Carmelite and we have the great poetic writing of St. John of the Cross. And I've said this in other places that, you know, if you're going to read St. John of the Cross, it's not just enough to sort of read his texts, because his texts, in a way, are a commentary, and they are a commentary on his poetry. So if you just push the poetry aside, you're really missing something. You're not getting the totality of what he is meaning to convey in his labors, in his thoughts, and in his work of love that he put into his writings. And one of the great poets in our sort of modern time I love to go to is James Matthew Wilson. I believe he teaches out of Villanova. I have met him, and this is just a little bit of, to be open, honest, and authentic, he is a Michigander, I'm a Michigander, so I'm a little biased, I guess, in that regard, too, because I love being a Michigander, and I love being from the state of Michigan. And I saw him, through a First Things event, sort of read some of his poetry in public, and I was just, he had a sort of an arresting aspect about himself, this passion that obviously comes through his work as being a master poet, but then to see him be able to share that in that sort of form, being able to read it before people and give his sort of vignettes on it, it was absolutely astounding to me. So I've been going over for years, and I'm not a poet myself, you know, and sometimes maybe the different forms in relationship to the art of poetry is lost on me, but when there is a beauty present there, and the notion of the transcendent permeates, whether maybe not, you know, sort of objectively in one's face, but through the illusions and sort of the way the poet wrestles with what it is that is before him in his mind and in his heart, you know, in that sense of the transcendent in that regard, you know, James Matthew Wilson, I should say professor, he's a professor of poetry, is of the utmost and necessary aspect in relationship to our Catholic lives. You know, we can always talk about the goodness of God, the truthfulness of God, that God is truth, that God is good, but God is beauty. And his beauty has been placed within his created order. So when artists like a poet spend time permeating, but being permeated by, and then in their works put forward something to bring people into that moment of meditation and opening hearts to contemplation via the beauty of our Lord, via the beauty of his work in creation, it helps to bring about a deeper awareness of the transcendent that can be present in our day-to-day life. Sometimes we think mystical moments, mystical experiences are something grand, you know, and above sort of the human condition. No, no, no. They can come through simply in the ordinary and everyday, because those ordinary and everyday things, the Lord's creative power is made known through them. And being that he is a good God, those creative acts are good, no matter how much we may bring about a malforming and abuse and et cetera. So I find the writings of James Matthew Wilson, particularly his poetry, particularly wonderful. One of his recent books, I believe, is The Hanging God. You can find, of course, these things on Amazon and et cetera. But we need good Catholic poets, not perfect. You know, there have been many different Catholic poets and other Catholic artists that maybe didn't live the most moral life within the bounds of the church or in the world. But yet they were not afraid of going into that deep water and wrestling and acknowledging their own brokenness and their own fallenness and et cetera. So we're not looking for perfection in this regard, but we're looking for people that are willing to be vulnerable. And artists show that to us par excellence via their lives. So poetry, that ability to sort of put in this short, concise, but yet powerful form in which a rhythm of language, particularly the English language, that's my mother tongue, in which the beauty of things around us and the beauty of God's acts and the beauty and even the darkness of the world and how out of that darkness we might be able to broaden to be something new, helps us to permeate into the great mystery that is creation itself, that God wants us to know. God wants us to understand. God wants us to grow in wisdom from, for, and through, because he wants this relationship with us. And artists help to show a means and a variety of pathways to help us to cultivate that point of intimacy within our own hearts towards our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for good reads for Lent, you know, the poetry of James Matthew Wilson, I think, might be a good place for you. If you're looking for other things, I would highly recommend, you know, doing some research and finding maybe a good book for Lent, you know, of a spiritual kind that might be out of a devotional, you know, putting devotional books aside, but bring into a challenging narrative that causes one to reflect upon their lives. That's why the great books are so important. So we need artists that are open to struggling with the good God, the truthful God, and a God that is beauty. And in their struggle, they help us to bring our own hearts into that reality of struggle. So in that struggle, we can become vulnerable to the Lord who has come to save us and to bring us into his goodness, his truthfulness, and his beauty, not just for a moment, but for all eternity. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on a platform that has like a little like or a heart, click that also. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts, you can find YouTube videos, a litany of things, including different social media things I use. You can even email me through my website. All of this is on thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.